Good evening.
大家晚上好。
Beautiful bride of Yeshua.
非常美。
How many of you know that you know that when Yeshua looks at you?
大家知道当神看我们的时候我们有多么美，大家。
He is overwhelmed with your beauty.
他让我们非常的美丽。
Don't look at me that way.
神看我们就是。
We're all the same inside.
我们里面都是一样的。
We say, I am dark but lovely.
我们说我们内心虽然黑暗，但是我们是可爱的。
I will hope to prove to you tonight that he truly is overwhelmed by your beauty. We will try to prove from the scripture that the Lord Yeshua is overwhelmed by your beauty.
我们今天透过经文来向大家来讲述我们在耶稣的心里是多么的美。
So let's open in prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, you are the beautiful God.
主，你是一个美丽的主，美妙的主。
Lord, your heart is beautiful. Your love is beautiful.
你的心是如此的美丽，你的爱也是如此的佳美。
You are without any flaw or any deception.
你是没有任何的瑕疵和皱纹的。
You speak the truth and you are the truth.
你讲出真理，而且你就是那真理。
You only tell us the truth.
你总是来把真理来告诉我们。
Everything you say, we will believe it.
所有你所说的，我们都相信。
Lord, help our weak and dark hearts to believe the beauty of the way you see us.
主来帮助我们，来看到我们内心的这个黑暗和我们内心的可爱之处，能够让我们看到主在你眼中我们是多么的美丽。
Lord, thank you for your gracious personality.
主，我们非常的感谢你的宝贵的你的性情。
Thank you that you love to give and give and give all that we need.
谢谢你总是在给予我们，给予我们所有我们所需要的。
What we give back to you is just such a little drop compared to the oceans of grace that you just drown us in.
所以我们能归给回你的主，与你所给回我们的那恩典的海洋，真是就像一点点，只是一点点。
But no matter how small our offering is,
但是不管我们所能够摆上的多么的渺小，
we have ravished your heart with one glance of our eye.
我们只要睁眼一看，就夺得了你的心。
That's what you said in your word.
这是主你在你的经文里面所说到的。
Lord, I pray that as we open the scriptures tonight,
主我在这里祷告，当我们打开主你的话语。
That you will give all of us a revelation of the way you see us.
你会向我们开启你看我们的那个样子，我们在你心中的那个样子。
It's hard to make ourselves bare and open.
It's hard
for us to open our hearts and be transparent.
对于我们来说，我们没有办法能够把我们的心完全敞开。
But there's one that we trust will never, never use that against us.
但是主你从来不会因此来用它来对付我们。
Didn't we just sing about the beauty of this man?
我们看到神是如此的美好美善呢。
My heart is stirred with a noble theme.
我的心。
My heart is stirred with a good and a noble thought, a noble message.
我的心被主你的话语来搅动。
We want to sing about, talk about the beauty of the King.
我们想来歌唱你，我们想来讲述你的美妙和奇妙。
And then we sang about his relentless love. You won't relent until you have all of my heart.
我们知道主你对我们的爱是永远不离不弃的，直到有一天你得到了我们的心。
So you see how the choice of songs went from admiring the beauty of the Lord to understanding his jealousy to have and possess all of us.
我们听到这个诗歌里所讲到看到神对于我们的那种爱，那种忌邪的爱，来把他对我们那种爱能够表达出来。
And there's another side to jealousy too.
另外关于嫉妒，在另外一个方面还有另外一个方面的解释。
This afternoon we totally focused on his jealousy that we would not run after other lovers or other idols that we think are more important than he is.
我们今天下午讲述的嫉妒，就是神嫉妒我们来去跟从其他的假神和其他的偶像的那种嫉妒。
And we felt that message very deeply that we don't want to give ourselves to anything or any movement that isn't the pure and living Yeshua.
我们在我们内心里，我们深刻的来认识到这一点。我们要把我们的全部，我们那个纯洁的我，完全的交给耶稣，而不交给这个世界任何其他的。
As we come near to the end, did I ever finish the prayer? Am I still praying or am I talking? I don't know. In Yeshua's name, 我们祷告。
奉耶稣之名祷告。
Now what was I saying? Sorry, I'm talking now. Sorry, Lord.
让我们对接受我们的祷告，我们来继续今天的信息。
He loves me anyway.
神是爱我们的，无论如何。
You know, as we come near to the end of the age.
当我们靠近末世的时候。
We talked in the afternoon about how many different branches of things to believe in or programs to follow or things that will seem to help you more and more and more and more.
我们在这时候今天下的时候我们讲到的这个时代有多少的不同的各样的这种诱惑和假的这个教导在迷惑着我们还会有更多更多。
I don't mean in the world system, I mean within the body of believers.
我说的并不是在世界的系统而是在我们这个信徒这个教会的系统以内。
I mean, if you just could pick out 1,000 churches in the West.
我们可以在西方来拣选出一千间教会。
And take a snapshot of what they're doing like every month for this past year or two.
我们只可以就是浏览一下他们每天每周每个月都在做的到底是什么。
I have a sad feeling that what we would see is tons and tons of stimulating man-made ideas to get more people into the church or get the young people excited by lots of multimedia.
我想我会看到一个非常令人伤心的场面，就是我们会看到现在的当今的教会会有很多的各种各样的这种迷惑，甚至我们的年轻人被那些现在的这些多媒体各种各样的东西再来迷惑着，还有很多的就是我们现在教会所行的都是。不是从神来，而是从人而来的。
I think we would find a fraction of 1% of churches that are actually investing time in prayer and worship, sincere deep worship and intercession. I think it's a very small remnant.
我想在当今可能也只有一个1%的这样的教会，他们还在用他们的心，用他们内心的深处的内心来真正的来敬拜神。
And I'm talking about churches that do believe that Jesus is the Savior.
我们现在讲的这些教会，他们都是相信耶稣是我们的救主。
But the Western world is full of 1,000,000 distractions.
但是我们知道，在西方当今，充斥了各种各样的不同的谬论的教导。
And I feel like the main point that the Lord is emphasizing in this hour.
我现在我感受到在这个时刻神来特别的在这一方面来强调来让我们来有所领受。
One thing I have desired.
就是只有一件事情是神所最渴望的。
King David said, and this one thing I will seek, that I may gaze upon the beauty of the Lord all the days of my life. This is my obsession.
也就是所罗门在他的诗歌里头讲的，我要把一切的美妙来，把我的一切来交给神。
Now David wasn't a man who just sat and meditated on the Lord 24/7. He didn't just sit there in the temple meditating all the time. He was a busy king.
大家知道大卫王他并不是每天只是坐在那个圣殿里面在那里来敬拜神。
David fought many, many, many wars and built palaces and cities and fortresses. He was a very active person.
Yeah, 大家知道大卫王他有很多很多的事情，他要建宫殿，要各种各样，他是一个非常忙的这样的一个君王。
Right till before he died, he was just investing in the temple that his son would build. He was writing all the architecture that David said the Holy Spirit taught him how to build that.
即将这个在他临死亡之前，他就是在圣殿里面来描绘出为他的儿子来描绘出将来圣殿的这个架构的这个蓝图。
But as busy as he was, he said, "One thing I will seek to gaze upon your beauty all the days of my life."
大卫王在这个时候他是说，我唯一的想要做的就是要来见到主你的容面。
And I think this church is committed.To the beauty of the Lord and to making His name famous in the earth.
我想我们的教会应该 就是来追求这，我们要把我们自己来交给神，来要见到主，就是为了为这一件事能够见到主的荣面。
And what is this bridal message really about in the bigger picture?
那就这我们这个新妇的这个信息，从一个大的一个画面来讲，它到底是讲什么呢？
Let's look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 25.
让我们来看以弗所书五章二十五节。
Ephesians 5 and 25. Give me a moment, please. Find it. Here it is. Okay. So, Paul's writing to earthly husbands and wives. In verse 25.
五章二十五节是这样说：你们做丈夫的，你们做丈夫的是要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her. Now let's keep going. That he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. Can read that.
要用水借着道把教会洗净，成为圣洁。
Now here comes 27. That he might present her to himself as a glorious church, not having spot.Or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Would you say that sums up the bridal message?
大家能看到这里边所表现出的这个关于新妇的这样的信息。
Christ loved the church.And washed her with his word, as we soak in his word, we, our minds are getting washed.
耶稣爱他的教会，他用他的道来再把教会洁净。
So that he might present her to himself as a pure, holy, blameless, spotless bride.
他把教会洁净来预备教会，能够为他自己来预备教会，能够为他为使教会成为他的心腹。
So the bridal movement is about preparing a people who want to be more than just your average Christian.
新妇教会就是要来新妇这个运动和新妇的教会就是要来预备新妇，来预备我们能够成为，而不是一般的基督徒要成为一个新妇那样的。
And as Bob has taught us for years,A bride in Hebrew is an ezer, which is like a governmental or military helper.
就像 Bob 在之前曾跟我们讲过，心腹其实他是一个，在希伯来文里边，他。
I mean, the word in Hebrew is the same as a leader.
Ezer means like helper, and especially like a military helper in Hebrew.
他是在军队里的一个，是作为帮助的这样的一个角色啊，在希伯来文。
Now let's think about Esther for 1 minute.
那我们来。来看一下以斯帖。
You could say that Esther's life went in 3 phases or 3 houses.
Yeah, 我们可以看到以斯帖她的生活有三个这个部分，或者三个层面。
First, Esther was adopted by Mordecai because she had no, her parents were gone, so she was first in the house of adoption.
Yeah, 首先，以斯帖是被莫迪改所收养的，因为她自己没有，她自己的父母已经过世了。
She was unknown.
他不知道
Just a lovely hidden girl in the Persian Empire, a Jew.
哦，他是没有人知道他，他只是一个很可爱的一个女孩啊，在这个就是那个在那个波斯的那个朝廷里面那个。
And we know that we are adopted.
我们也知道，我们也是被收养的。
We have been given the spirit of adoption. I'm just trying to find that verse.
我们是在属灵里被收养的。
Romans 8:15 says that we have been given the spirit of adoption.
罗马书的五章八节说我们在灵里边是被神所收养的。
That's why Peter says, "You who were once not a people are now a people."
彼得说，你们曾经这个是经文哦，罗马书我有记得我。
Oh, I think it's Romans. What did I say?
It's Romans 8.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. I'm sorry.
你们所受的不是奴仆的心，乃是。
So we've been given the spirit of adoption. After she was taken to the king's palace, she went into her second phase or her second house.
当她被带入皇宫的时候，她进入她的人生的第二个阶段。
She went from the house of adoption to the house of the women, which you could call the house of purification.
她从一个就是被收养的这一个阶段，进入到她作为一个 女人，或者是她进入到一个被洁净的这样的一个阶段。
She had to be prepared and made spotless before she went before the king.
她必须要做预备，使自己成为没有瑕疵的，在她能够进入到王的内室以前。
Now remember that in order for her to gain the power to be the queen and the power to intercede and move the king's heart, she had to first go through the house of purification.
我们说当她在能够接近神和能够夺得接近王得到王的心之前，他必须得要在这个第二个阶段能够来得到洁净才可以。
There were probably hundreds, at least hundreds, maybe thousands of women that were trying to win the king's eye, to win his attention.
Yeah, 在这个同时，可能有很多的有两几百的其他的这些妃嫔们，他们也在通过各种努力来试图夺得王的这个眼目。
Just for one second, I'm going to jump to Song of Solomon 6, verses 8 and 9.
Yeah, 我们接下来要进到这个雅歌的六章八到九节。
Because it really all ties together.
Yeah, 这些都是连接在一起的。
Solomon says, there are 60 queens and 80 concubines and virgins without number.
Yeah, 雅歌书的八章六节说，有60王后，80妃嫔，并有无数的童女。
But my dove,
而是我的鸽子,
the one that has caught my eye is the beauty of purification and a single eye for me, yeah. Like dove's eyes.
Yeah. 那个夺得我眼目的那个，就像那个鸽子一样，那个最完全、最美丽的那一个，它夺得了我的眼目。
After Esther went through many tests of purification,
在以色列来经过了很多不同的这种的试炼和预备以后，
The Bible tells us she won favor above all the virgins.
圣经告诉我们，她就成为了众童女当中一个最突出的一位。
And Jesus talks about a parable of virgins that all want to get into the wedding supper.
耶稣也讲过，有这个十个童女，她们都想进入到这个羔羊的婚宴。
So after the house of adoption and the house of purification, Esther goes into the house of the king.
在从收养进入到被洁净，到最后进入到王的内室。
She is enthroned. She's given a throne.
Yeah, 她坐上了宝座。
And when she was about to go before the king, she did not ask for anything. Remember, all the other women wanted to, I want to bring this to look extra beautiful. But it says Esther didn't ask for anything.
在她进入到王内室以前，她并没有要求任何其他东西，而不像其他的这些妃嫔要了很多的东西，但是她并没有。
And so we see that as she became the king's queen, she was given favor to intercede in the day of tribulation.
当我们看到她，当她成为了王，成为这个王后以后，她 intercede， 她可以在这个民族出现了这个危机的时候，她来行使一个代祷者的这样的一个角色。
You see, we think the wedding is the end of it all.
我们认为这个婚礼可能就是一切的这个终结。
Oh, you know, we're working and working for that wonderful day. There's going to be a wedding. Yes, we are looking for that day. Amen.
Yeah, 我们努力努力不断的努力做工，就是为了到婚礼那一天。我们以为到此就完结了，这个是没错。
But after all that Esther went through to finally become the queen, tell me something. Had she even yet begun to walk into her actual destiny?
大家透过这个以斯帖的这个经历，她虽然经历过这么多的不同的这个阶段，进入到王内室，但是她真正的命定到此就结束了吗？
You see, marrying the king and winning his favor was just the beginning of her destiny to save a nation.
我们可以看到与王的结合和博得王的欢心，这只不过是她命定当中的开始。
Although women didn't really have power in the Persian Empire, she had the power to influence the king by intercession.
但是我们知道，在波斯帝国，王后她本身是没有任何的，在这个王国是没有权柄，但是她有这个权柄，可以透过她的祷告和代祷来影响这个波斯的国王。
So we could say that from God's perspective, she actually ruled and reigned over the wicked laws by intercession.
我们可以说，从神的角度，她是 透过代祷来做王，来掌权，来执政掌权，来影响这个波斯国，来影响这些这个国家的法律。
With one glance of her eye, she overthrew the thrones of iniquity and genocide. Like her one glance of her eye, loving the king, she had the power to actually overthrow the throne of wickedness from Haman's plot.
她就是透过这一眼，然后夺得了王的这个夺得了王的心，她就能够有这个权柄，能够把所有的这些邪恶的权势，来透过她的代祷，能够把他们来驱赶出去的。
So all the ways we talk about purifying our lives, consecrating our lifestyles, there's a purpose. It's going somewhere.
我们一直在谈论如何来洁净我们自己，洁净我们作为信徒，他我们所谈的是有一个目的的，我们是为了一个目的的。
We want to be called, chosen, and faithful.
我们希望被称作是被呼召的，而且是这个有忠心的。
Look at Revelation chapter 17 and verse 14.
我们看启示录的十七章，十四节。
Revelation 17:14. I believe we're right in the midst of the beast during this chapter.
他们与羔羊征战，羔羊必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。因这羔羊，同着羔羊的，就是蒙召、被拣选、被选、有忠心的，也必得胜。
It's talking about the beastly powers in all these verses, the powers of the beast system.
Yeah, 在这里谈到的就是这个这个兽，它的那个它的整个的这个权力系统。
But then in verse 14, the one that I'm calling our attention to, it says, "These will make war with the Lamb." That's the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and King of kings. And those who are with him are called, chosen, and faithful.
这里说说这个邪恶的势力，这些兽要与这个羔羊来征战，羔羊也必胜过他们，因为羔羊是万主之主，万王之王。
Called, chosen, and faithful.
被呼召，被拣选，而且忠心。
Remember Jesus says, many are called, but few are chosen.
记得耶稣讲过，许多人被呼召，但是被召的人这是少数。
Esther was called to the house of the women from the house of adoption. She was called to the house of purification.
对，以斯帖被召到这个宫廷内。
So she was called.
Yeah, 她是被召进来，被呼召进来的。
But then, after all the process of trials and purification, then she was chosen by the king to be by his side, to be his helpmate.
之后她经过很多的被拣选的这个过程和洁净的过程，最后她被王所拣选。
So Esther was called and chosen, but then she was faithful to offer her own life to save her people, to save a nation.
之后她用她的忠心来为了他的这个民族能够献上自己的生命来挽救他的民族。
So it says in Revelation, this chapter that we're, this verse that we're looking at, the ones that overcome the beast, the ones that are with the Lamb are called, chosen, and faithful.
在这里，在这个经文里也说，就是同着羔羊的，就是蒙召、被选、有忠心的。
So probably all of us in this room are in the process of the house of purification, I would think.
我们在这个教会或者我们今天晚来的弟兄姐妹们，我们很可能就是在这个被洁净的这个阶段。
We've been prepared, and the king has chosen us, but not the ultimate last day choosing. But of course, he chooses us every day.
我们是已经被拣选的，而且在这里来被预备。
But there's a day.There is a day, it's biblical, when he will make up his collection, his jewel collection.
到那一天，他会来把他所有所呼召、所拣选的这些宝贝。
What the Bible calls his jewel collection is like choosing his bride who will be faithful to save the nations.
在圣经当中所提到这个宝贝，就是他要从他的这些心腹当中来拣选那些忠心的。
So she's being a bride, not just to be a bride, but to have the power to govern through worship, warfare, and priestly intercession.
他拣选的这些心腹不仅仅是心腹，而他们有权柄能够来作王掌权，能够透过
Sorry, what is the half? The last half.
Oh, I don't remember. I'm a lazy. She's, we're being made a bride so that we can be trusted with governing through worship, warfare, and priestly intercession.
是透过敬拜，透过这个属灵的征战来做王掌，来执掌王权。
Now you might wonder why I'm saying all this.
大家也许会问，为什么我们要谈这些呢？
The next phase of this conference is the Melchizedek priesthood training, right?
我们接下来的这个特会的内容就是麦基洗德等次祭司的培训。
And I felt the Lord wanted to make sure that these aren't like two separate kinds of messages that don't really flow into each other.
我感受到神想让我们在这里做的是，这两个心腹和麦基洗德等次祭司，它不是两个独立的。
So it's not like, okay, Jill talks about bridal intimacy, and then Bob tells us how to make priestly submissions before the throne of heaven.
并不是说今天在这里 Jill 在这里讲如何做心腹，而过两天 Bob 在讲如何做麦基洗德等次的祭司。
It's not separate.
这两个是并不是分开的。
Because the bride is being prepared to be a royal priesthood before the courts of heaven.
因为心腹就是被预备能够将来进入到这个作为麦基洗德等次这个祭司来进入这个神的这个神国的法庭。
The heart of Bob's message is that we rule and reign through priestly intercession.
Bob 整个信息它的核心就是我们作为祭司以代祷的用代祷在这个神的国度来执掌王权。
And in this age that we're in now, we only do it in a small measure of what we'll be entrusted with in the millennial kingdom.
Yeah, 我们现在所做的只是很小的一部分，与我们将来在千禧年所要做的相比，我们只是很小的一部分，很少的一部分。
So didn't someone say it was a dress rehearsal? I can't remember.
好像之前我们谈到过这个彩排。
Who said that?
Zev mentioned that.
Zev mentioned that. Oh, Zev, yeah. Okay. Now, I'm sorry.Yeah, I knew I heard it somewhere. But you see why we are purifying ourselves to qualify, to be chosen by the king so we can show ourselves faithful in using the weapons of our priestly submissions to rule and reign now so that we'll be trusted with nations after when he comes back. Is that too long?
I'm gonna try. 我们可以看到我们在这里作为心腹我们被洁净，就是要将来我们作为这个麦基洗德等次的祭司来透过我们的这个祷成奏祷能够来执掌王权。 I hope I covered it all.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Thank you. I'm sorry. So now, let's go back to the Song of Solomon now that you've got the Esther picture.
Yeah, 来我们刚才谈到过以斯帖，现在我们回到雅歌当中。
Just pray for a minute so I can make sure I don't miss anything important. Holy Spirit, show us where you're going with this, Lord. Oh, beauty, that's what it was. Okay, thank you.
来，刚才他的祷告就是求圣灵来带领我们来，那我们继续接下来他刚才讲的信息。
Let's just talk about beauty for a minute.
那我们来谈一下这个美。
Esther gives us an earthly picture of a king having a beauty contest, right?
Yeah, 以斯帖的故事来告诉我们一个给我们一个图画，就是在这个地上一个美丽的一个国王，美丽一个王后如何被国王所拣选。
What? And in the worldly system, we're talking about a physical beauty contest where the most beautiful girl wins the crown.
我们在这个现今的这个世界，我们谈论的这个就是如何从一群女孩当中来选出实际上长得最漂亮的一个，而给她戴上这个冠冕。
That's a symbol or a picture of the way he looks at our beauty.
这个是一个画面，是一个有象征意义的一个表征，就是他这个耶稣看我们的心腹的那个样子。
I'm going to ask you a really weird question right now.
我现在要问大家一个比较不是很一般的问题。
Is there anyone in this room who has ever had either a dream or a vision where the Lord showed them what their resurrected body would look like? Raise your hand if you've seen it.
我们在座有哪一位曾有没有过任何的异象或者异梦来那个主耶稣曾经告诉过你，你将来这个被提了以后的你的那个身体永恒的那个身体到底是个什么样子的？
Hello.
哪位有这样的经历？ There's one over there.
Did I see a hand?
我们有没有有过这种
？Okay. So none of you have seen yet what you look like. Is that right?
啊，我们没有人有过这种经历，对吗
？Oh well, I have good news for you.
这其实是一个好消息。
You look amazing.
因为你们看起来其实是很美的，啊。
I've been given a couple glimpses.
然后，神给过 Jill 这个几次这样的一个意象。
But I'd rather talk about somebody else that I saw on the Sid Roth show.
Yeah, 我宁愿看的是关于别人的这种的意象。
Did any of you ever watch Sid Roth? Yay, there's some hands. Good. Oh, it's awesome. It's called It's Supernatural. That's the name of his show. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural.
我不知道他可能说的是一个电视的节目啊，我没有不太了解。
Okay, so he had this one guest on. His name was Kevin Zadai.
他在这个电视节目有一个这个嘉宾叫 Kevin Zadai.
You can look it up on YouTube.
大家可以在那个 YouTube 上去搜一下。
So Kevin Zadai died.
Kevin Zadai 呢已经过世了。
And he was on the operating table having a really serious intestinal surgery.
他是在那个一个手术间，他有做一个关于肠道的一个手术，一个非常严重的一个手术。
And he was a young man.
他其实是一个非常年轻的一个小伙子。
And the medical people desperately working on him did not know he had died.
当这些医务人员在抢救他的时候，其实并不知道他已经死了。
They knew later, but it took them a while to figure it out.
他们医务人员过一会儿才发现他其实已经死了。
So he immediately felt his spirit leave his body.
他自己马上感觉他的这个灵从他的身体里就提升起来了。
And he saw the Lord standing in the operating room.
他看到这个主耶稣其实就站在这个手术室。
And he walked over to stand next to the Lord.
他走过去站在主耶稣旁边。
And he looked at his body on the table.
他往下看着他自己的那个遗体。
And he saw his beautiful resurrected body lying there on that table where he just died.
Yeah, 他看着他那个就是被提升了以后的那个永恒的那个身体，非常美丽的就躺在那个手术台上。
So Sid says to him in the interview, Sid says, "Did you look better than you look now?"
他说你那个时候看你自己和你现在看你自己哪个更好呢？你是不是现在更好一点？
And Kevin said, "I looked amazing."
他说我看起来非常好。
And while he was marveling at looking at this incredibly beautiful body lying on the table, guess what Jesus said to him while he was still in his spirit man?
当他的灵在看他在手术台上的那个遗体的时候，大家猜耶稣这个时候跟他讲什么？
This is going to build up your joy and your faith so much when you hear what Jesus said to him.
当你听到耶稣跟他讲的话，我想会很大程度上能够帮助你建立你的信心。
Jesus said, "That's how you look to me all the time."
耶稣说，这就是你在我心中当中一直的形象，就是这个样子。
What a good bridegroom we have!
呀，我们的新郎是多么的好。
Isn't he generous?
他如此的慷慨。
That's how he sees us now, because he's outside of time.
这就是他现在看我们的这个样子。
So.We are living in this culture where we're bombarded with images and images of what the world thinks is beautiful, right? Yeah,
我们生活在这一个时代，就是我们被很多的这个世界上的东西，我们看到的是世界上的一些美丽，我们被这些来捆绑了。
I don't know if Canada's as bad as America, probably.
我们不知道加拿大是不是比美国还要厉害，还是怎么样。
But we have millions of people in the young generation that think they're ugly and stupid or fat or skinny or disgusting and they hate themselves because they compare themselves to this culture.
这是他看到很多的当代的年轻人，他们就是看到自己就是非常的丑陋，无论是胖瘦还是怎么样，他们无论如何看到自己就是非常的不满意自己的身体。
Both male and female are obsessed with how they look and how they appear, especially in the young generation.
这个是不仅仅是这包括既有男人也有女人，他们非常不满意自己，特别是在年轻人当中。
But even in the older generation,
尽管在一些已经就是说稍微年长一代的这个人当中
，But God put in our heart a longing for beauty.
其实神在我们放在我们心中是一个。我们渴望这种美丽的一个心是在我们里面的。
Just think for one minute about how you feel inside. Don't we all long to be beautiful? In some way, I don't mean in a feminine way, but just don't we long for beauty?
Yeah, 我们可以想一想，其实在我们心中，我们每一位是不是都是渴望自己是那样一个如此美丽的人呢？ Amen.
Where did that come from? Did that come from Hollywood that we long for beauty?
大家知道这种的感觉是从哪里来的？难道是从好莱坞来的吗？我让我们自己很美，还是从哪里来的呢？
No, Hollywood gave us a false idol that we could hate ourselves because we could never match it.
不是从好莱坞了，因为好莱坞它给我们都是一些假象，是那些让我们来痛恨我们自己，因为他们所提供我们的是我们永远达不到的。
So Satan could steal our money by making us try to live up to a false satanic standard of earthly beauty.
所以撒旦就利用这一点来偷窃我们的钱财，能让我们来透过各种的人为的方式，让我们像那些电视里面的偶像一样。
But our God is a beautiful God.
但是我们的神是一个美妙的神。
His throne is beautiful. His heaven is beautiful.
他的宝座，他的这个天国是如此的美丽。
I've never been to heaven.
我从来没有去天堂的经历。
But I've read tons of testimonies of people that have been to heaven.
但是我读过很多的关于曾经去过天堂有过这样经历的这样的记载的书。
And everyone says about the beauty of heaven, the rivers, the trees, the flowers, the colors, beauty, beauty.
每一个人所描述的见证都是说天堂是如此如此的美丽，那里的树，那里的水，那里的河，那里的一切都是如此的美丽。
And the beauty of the one who sits on the throne.
而且坐在宝座上那一位更是美丽。
He's like a dazzling jasper stone.
他就像宝石一样那样的美丽。
Dazzling, my beloved is dazzling and ruddy, the fairest among 10,000.
是我所亲爱的就是那样如宝石一样的那样的耀眼美丽。
Psalm 45 says, you are fairer than the sons of men, more beautiful.
诗篇的四十五篇
Jesus is more beautiful than all the other sons of men.
Yeah, 耶稣是所有的这个人子当中是一个最美的。
So in Song of Solomon 1, she says, I am dark but lovely.
在雅各书的第一节说，我虽然黑，但却很秀美。
Jumping back to Song of Solomon, I'm so sorry for my poor brother here. So she says,I didn't take care of my own vineyard, the vineyard of my heart. I let others kind of make me do their work in their vineyard. That's what she says here in verse, you know, she says, my mother's sons were angry with me. They made me the keeper of the vineyards, but my own vineyard, my own heart, I didn't take care of.
这里说这是雅各的一章 this one, six.
Yeah, it's actually...More like the second half of six, my mother's sons, like 6b.
So,
it's after, do not look upon me. It's after that. Yeah, they made me work. Oh, you went too far. There.
我妈妈的孩子，她非常的这个生气，对我非常生气啊。我只能给大家译翻一下，因为我不太记得这个经文。
I'm sorry, I'm making it so hard. So it's sort of like the second half of verse six.
Okay, 我同我的弟兄向我发怒，他们使我看守葡萄园，我自己的葡萄园却没有看守。
So she's thinking that she's dark, but someone that loves her finds her beautiful.
她自己认为她很黑，但是其他看她的人认为她很美。
And already in chapter 1, he says, you are, in verse 15, behold, you are beautiful, my love. You are beautiful. You have dove's eyes.
在第十五节的说，我的佳偶，你甚美丽，你甚美丽，你的眼好像鸽子的眼。
And then in chapter 2, he says, verse 2, like a lily among the thorns, so is my love among all the others.
在二章二节说我的佳偶在女子中好像百合花在荆棘内。
So from the very beginning of this love story, God is telling us, I find you beautiful, even if you think you're dark.
在这个爱情故事刚刚开始的时候神告诉我们虽然你认为你自己很丑但是你在我心中很美。
And so the whole journey of Song of Solomon is...The king showing her how much he finds her beautiful, and she's living up to his love.
整个这个雅各书的这段爱情的这个旅程的这个过程当中， 都是这个王在跟这个女子说，虽然他认为她很丑，但是王看她是非常的美丽。
In the beginning of Song of Solomon, she's immature, and she's just really looking for what her beloved king can do to help her feel good.
在这个雅各一开始是说这个女孩子还没有成熟，她就看王如何来能够帮助她成为一个成熟的心腹。
She says, "We will remember your love more than wine."
说我看你的爱比酒更美。
And you know, wine in the Bible represents the pleasures of this world.
这里的酒呢，也代表的是世界上的这些这些怎么说呢？这些享乐，对。
Help us both, Lord. So, in the end, when we stand before Yeshua, what will we remember? Will we remember the pleasures of this life? No, we will remember His love.
当在幕后的时候，当我们站在耶稣面前的时候，我们会记住什么呢？我们会记住就是耶稣给我们的爱。
And we will remember that He saw us as beautiful when we felt ugly inside.
我们会记住，当我们看自己虽然丑的时候，耶稣在我们在耶稣的眼中是如此的美丽。
And yet, even when we're at our worst, He loved us first.
尽管在我们最差的时候，他都是如此的那样的爱我们。
And as the book progresses, she begins to speak about the fragrance coming out of the bride's love, how the fragrance just fills the room.
随着这个故事的发展，来描述他们这个在这个新妇的心中这个爱情的这个成长。
And she also speaks about his fragrance, the fragrance of his priestly garments.
Yeah, fragrance, sorry. 香气 OK.
His beautiful smell.
他呢，在接下来他就继续来描述他的这个作为心腹，他的这个香所散发出的那样的香气。
I think I told you this story once before, but I can't remember. I'll make it really short.
Yeah, 我记得我之前跟大家讲过这个故事，但是我不记得，我尽量的再简短的跟大家讲一。
One time I had been flying all night from India to Germany.
有一次，他是很晚，他是从印度飞到德国。
It was a long, long flight and the same old clothes, you know.
Yeah, 是一个非常长的这样的一个旅程。
And after Germany, I had to fly to America.
在德国之后，他还要马上要飞到美国。
How many of you know you don't feel very spiritual when you've been flying all night in economy seat?
我们有多少人真是当我们坐在那个经济舱的座位上飞如此长的旅程的时候，你的那个属灵的那个方面已经非常的差了。
And you don't feel very beautiful either.
你当然不感觉自己那个时候很美了。
So I got to Frankfurt, Germany, and I ran through these long, long places to get to the passport control. I ran through the Frankfurt, Germany airport till I finally got to passport control before I could go to my next flight.
他当到了这个法兰克福德国法兰克福机场的时候，他要一路的那个奔跑了，要透过来穿过机场来到达他那要登机的登机口。
There was a long line of people waiting for this one man to stamp their passport.
那这个在那个海关那儿有这个一个非常长的一个队，大家在等待着来在那个护照上被盖章。
So I finally got up to the front of the line, and he seemed to be a young Middle Eastern-looking man.
Yeah. 然后当我来到他的一个面前的时候，看起来是一个非常年轻的这样的一个中年的，中东的一个年轻人。
So all I did was open my passport and smile.
我当时所做的唯一的就是打开我的这个带着微笑打开我的护照。
And his eyes got really big.
他的眼睛睁得非常大。
And he stepped back.
他往后退了两步。
And he said, "What is that perfume you're wearing?"
他说你当时你身上抹的什么的香水呢
？I'm not kidding.
他说我并没开玩笑。
Obviously, I don't even wear perfume like when I'm in church, let alone in the Frankfurt airport.
Yeah, 我当然在这个机场我不太可能说来用什么样的香水。
And I instantly knew it wasn't my fragrance.
我当时马上感觉到这绝对不是我身上所散发出来的那个香气。
At least not in the natural.
绝对不是一个自然的一个香气。
And right there, I said, "It's the fragrance of Jesus. Can you smell him?"
我就跟他说这是耶稣的香气，你能够闻到吗
？He said, "I've never smelled anything like it."
他说我从来没有闻到过这种香气，这样的香气。
I couldn't smell anything.
因为但是。只有当时并闻不到任何的
But I knew something was happening here.
但是我他知道当时是确实是发生了一些什么事情。
So I just said to him, I'm not wearing any perfume. This is the fragrance of Jesus. He wants you to know he's right here, right now.
我当时就告诉他，我并没有擦任何的香水，这是耶稣的香气在这个刻所散发出来的味道。
And before he stamped my passport, I said, Do you believe that Jesus is right here?
在他往我的护照上盖章之前，我就问他，你相信耶稣吗？
And he went.
他就点头说我信。
And I asked him his name, and it was an Arabic name.
我问他的名字，他是一个阿拉伯的名字。
So here's a Jew witnessing to an Arab with the fragrance of Jesus.
这就是一个犹太人在一个阿拉伯人面前能够来见证。
Wait, it's get better.
啊，之后还更好。
You can clap in a minute. Then, to my shock, I said, "Can I pray for you right now?"
这会儿呢，我就跟他说，我可以为你祷告吗？
And to my greater shock, he said, yes.
我更让我惊讶的是他居然点头说可以。
And I put my hand on his hand.
我把我的手放在他的头上。
And I just said, Lord, you know, I said his name and I said, just show him that you're right here and that he's smelling your beauty right now.
我们说主你在这里，他闻到了你身上的香气，求主你的来彰显，能够让他看到主你的真实的存在。
And I basically asked him if he believed in Jesus at this point, and he said yes.
然后我就问他，你相信耶稣吗？他当时回答说，我相信。
And I walked away.
然后我就走了。
Now you can clap.
现在你可以鼓掌。
Not for me. I wasn't the one that smelled good. But the Lord, in my worst, most tired, dirty state, when I didn't feel spiritual, the Lord manifested His beauty through me just because I smiled at a young Arabic secular man.
就是当时对于 Jill 本人来讲，他当时经过一个长的一个旅程，在他身上就是没有任何的他所讲的那种属灵的任何的这种表现在他身上，他已经没有这种能力。但是就在那一刻，因着他对这个阿拉伯年轻人的这样一个微笑，主耶稣的香气就在那一刻就彰显就显现出来。
And when I walked away, my traveling companion Kathy said, "Jill, your face is covered in gold."
当我在离开那儿往前走的时候，他就跟当时跟他一起旅行的那个姐妹叫 Cathy， 就是说 Jill， 你的脸上充满了那种金光。
So the Lord is beautiful and He has a beautiful fragrance and it's manifesting even at our worst. He's manifesting His beauty through us. Amen.
我们的神是美丽的，他的香气是如此的这个美丽，他能够来影响，能够来把他的香气散发出来。
And in Song of Solomon chapter 4 and verse 7, he says, You are all beautiful, my love, and there is no spot in you.
说的这个四章七节，我的家国你全然美丽，毫无瑕疵。
You remember how we started out in Ephesians saying that he might present her to himself as a bride without any spot or flaw.
大家记得我们在以弗所说，他为自己预备那个没有瑕疵的心腹。
So the king sees us.Because of his righteousness, he sees us as pure and beautiful.
我们这王在这里，因着他的公义，他看我们也是这样的美丽。
It's like he saw Kevin Zadai in his resurrected body, but Kevin was not really in his resurrected body.
就像当那个 Kevin 的故事，神所看到了他的那个躺在手术台上的那个被提升过之后的那个遗体，但是实际他还并没有被提。
So if we can remember how beautiful he sees us, if we can remember that, it's going to change the way we speak to the Lord and the way we prepare ourselves.
所以我们要记住神看我们是如此的美丽，我们记住这一点，我们就能够真正来到神的面前，能够来向神来。
What? Sorry. If we see how he sees us.It will change the way we relate to the Lord and how we spend time with Him.
如果我们记住这一点，我们这就会帮助我们来改变我们与神在一起来面对神的时候，我们的那个心态。
Okay, sorry. So when I asked you if any of you had actually seen how you're going to look, nobody did yet, right?
我刚才问过大家，有哪一位真正的能够在一生当中看到过自己的那个？被提升过的神，没有人有过这种经历。
Okay, let me ask it a slightly different way.
那我用另外一个方式来问大家。
Have any of you ever just gotten a glimpse of how beautiful he sees you to be right now? Did he ever just give you like just a flash? Anybody?
另外想用另外一个方式问大家，就是哪一位，那么你只是有那么一次一点一点就一个非常的一闪的那样的一个印象能够看到，或者耶稣能让你看到你在他的眼中是多么的美丽，我们哪一位有这样的经历呢？
If you even had a glimpse, please raise your hand, cheer me up here. If you've even had a glimpse.
即使那么长的一瞥。
Okay, thank you. I have two. And it's amazing.
他说我也有，那是非常奇妙的。
Lord, I pray that you will pour out the spirit of revelation upon your people, Lord. It will just energize their love to know how you see them, Lord. I ask that you will give them a glimpse of what you see when you look at them, Lord.
主，我在这里祈求你能够降下那个启示的灵，能够让在这里的每一位都能看到他们在神的眼中是如此的美丽，让他们都能够看到主，你看他们是这样的美。
It's not wrong to want to be beautiful.
我们想成为一个美丽的，这并没有错。
We were designed for beauty because heaven is beautiful, and that's where we're going.
我们被设计成就是要向往美丽，因为我们想要向往的那个天堂就是一个美丽的地方。
That's where our Father lives.
那是我们天父所在的地方。
The earth is so beautiful.
地上是很美。
Any part that's not beautiful, it's not God's fault. It's us raping the earth. It's us being bad.
所以地上所有表现出来的不美的东西，并不是神的过错，而是我们这些人，我们在地上，我们给地上带来的这些不美。
And even as broken as the earth is by our sin, Isaiah says, it's filled with beauty.
尽管是这样，在这个充满了这个罪恶的这样的地上，也充满了这个美。
So Esther found favor because of her beauty.
以斯帖因着她的美，她被宠爱。
Okay, now let's turn to Malachi 3. I'm going to somehow pull this together by God's grace. Malachi 3. Zev talked about it just a little bit, but not fully. Malachi 3 and verse 16.
指马拉基书三章十六节。
Yeah. So...I'll read it in English. Now, Zev wrote this part. I'm sorry, Zev read this part. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and meditate on his name.
马拉基书三章十六节，那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华思念他名的人。
And Zev was making a specific point is that there is a book of remembrance in heaven where all our holy conversations with each other is written down in heaven.
Zev 在他的信息当中曾经提到在天国 有那样的一个纪念册，所以我们在地上的所有的这些我们所对神的这些称赞这些赞美都被记录在这个纪念册当中。
Aren't you glad there's a book of remembrance?
大家为有这样的一个纪念册感到高兴吗？
But let's read the rest of it.
那我们来继续往下读。
It gets better. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts. I am my beloved's and he is mine. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts.
第十七节实际上说万军之耶和华说在我所定的日子他们必属我。
On the day, 特特为我。 I'm sorry.Okay, I'm sorry. That's my fault. I should have continued. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts.On the day that I make them my jewel collection.
在那个我所定的日子，我让他们成为我的宝贝，我成为我的珠宝，我所收集的珠宝。
Okay, a rose among the thorns, right? A jewel among the rocks, a jewel collection, a special, beautiful people.
我们是一群特别像宝石在这个众石当中的那个宝石。
So.When you have holy conversations with each other, the Lord is listening, the angels are writing, and it's being stored in heaven.
当我们在互相的这个一个圣洁的言语来互相的来交通的时候，我们所说的都被神记录在这个天上的纪念册上。
How many of you love to have holy conversations about Jesus?
我们多少人想要我们有关于耶稣的这种圣洁的我们这种的谈论呢？
Wouldn't you rather talk about him than all of these mundane things in life that are boring?
大家觉得谈论耶稣是一个很 boring 的事情，就是一个很想不出这个中文了 ，boring 是一个很让人 无聊的事情。
I'm making this so hard.
So that's okay.
You get a great reward for this. So he's a jewel.
My Chinese.
Tasher Baoshi. What's the word for jewel? What did I say?
Jewel.
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 Jewel. Baoshi.
You're a jewel? That's a funny word. Okay, I'm getting tired. Okay. So listen, you qualify as those rare precious jewels because of your holy conversations. Do you see the connection?
Yeah. Qualify 去能够得到神所为我们预备的这些珍贵的东西，因着我们的这种圣洁，大家能看到这中的这些连接吗？
And in the day of trouble, the Lord will remember you and spare you and cover you.
在我们遇到问题的时候，神在这个时候他会保守我们。
And he says, and continuing in verse 17, he says, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. Okay, yeah. Sorry.
Can we have that 17? It's 17, right?
Yeah.
我们能把那个十七章在十七节，三章十七节。
3:17, yeah.
Yeah.
If they should go, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, 把那个中文给我们翻译一下。
Over the Chinese.
Sorry. Oh, yes, sorry, it's my fault, my.
You gotta forgive me up here.
Yeah. 是万军之耶和华说，我在我所定的日子，他们必赎我。而且我刚才读过的这个经文啊，他特特的赎我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。
Okay, so he spares his son, and then isn't there one more section?
Is there a si ruto? That be it.
Yeah.
连他连续他的儿子。
Yeah, read that one.
Yeah, it's the 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, 那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人侍奉神的和不侍奉的，和不侍奉神的分别出来。
Yeah, you got it. You done?
Yeah.
Okay. So Peter calls us the same word in Hebrew that Malachi just called us. In Hebrew, the word is segula.
彼得在用希伯来文说了同样的词，叫 segula。
What we just read as a special jewel collection in Hebrew means a special rare treasure is what God is calling you.
我们刚才说的是那些我们一些珍贵的珠宝的一些收藏，但是在希伯来文它是一个就是一个珍宝的。
So if you look at, oh Lord, I didn't write this one down, did I? Yes, I did. Here it is, 1 Peter 2:9.
彼得前书二章九节。
1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
是个圣洁的国度。
His own, my English Bible says his own special people.
他说在英文的那个 version 里面，他说你是我们，你是我唯一的特殊的这个人，好像中文里。
I don't know if the Chinese is better, but.Special people is not strong enough. What Peter says is his own segula. He uses the same word that Malachi just used in that verse, special jewel collection.
这个 sorry, I went to, 因为刚才我这块稍微有点这个 lost, sorry, 我这块 I have a little bit lost on here. 哪一位就是这块这个他说的这个中文那块我没有太
Yeah, it's so hard.
Okay.所以刚才他说，应该是因为他在英文的那个译本里边，他说是一个在这个里面谈到一个特殊的子民，他认为这个所描述的其实是不足够的。其实，在希伯来文原文，他说是讲的是一个特别的一个珍宝的这样的一个词 ，sakula 就是一个特别的珍宝。
So say this word, segula.
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 It's a rare Hebrew word that means an extremely precious, rare treasure.
就是一个非常不是很常见的一个希伯来文字，就是一个特别的一个珍宝啊，一个非常不常见的一个珍宝。
Now we won't turn to it, but Exodus 19:5 says the same thing.
出埃及记的十九章五节提到了同样的东西，同样的这种珍宝。
If you're taking notes, the same word segula.Appears in these three places. Exodus 19:5.
出埃及记十九章五节。
1 Peter 2:9.
彼得前书二章十九节。二章九节 2:9.
And Malachi 3:17.
马拉基书三章十七节，在这个三个地方都提到了这个 secular 这个词，同一个词。
So we have the Lord through Moses saying it in the Old Testament to Israel that they're segula. We have in the Old Testament.We have a witness in Moses. He says, Israel is my segula.
我们在旧约当中看到这个摩西曾讲这个犹太人就是这个在神眼中就是这个 special 的这个珍宝。
And in the New Testament, Peter is speaking to the entire family of the Lord Jesus, saying he sees you as a special treasure, just like Moses saw Israel.
彼得在这里边所谈，他是对所有的神的儿女说，神他们在我们在神的眼中是被看作这个特别，是被看作是这样的一个特别的珍贵的珍宝。
And we see it in the last prophet of the Old Testament, Malachi, says, "On the day that I make up my jewels, I will spare them from the troubles."
在马来基书就是在我来怎么翻译这个呢？嗯，他那个经文我们刚才没谈。OK， 那个还是这个马拉基书三章十七节就说，就是如同人连续服侍自己的儿子，就是他我必特啊，他必特特归我，我必连续他们。
All right, so my point is that we are his special treasure.
我在这里所要强调的就是，我们就是他那个特别的那个珍宝。
We are going through purification now. We're going to make a covenant with him.And some of you have already done this before, but we're entering a betrothal covenant.
我们在经过被洁净，我们要跟他来立这样的一个约。
We are beautifying ourselves on the outside, but especially on the inside.
我们让我们不仅让我们外在美丽，我们也特别的让我们的内在更加的美丽。
We are saying in our hearts, I want to qualify to be one of those special, rare roses without thorns.
Yeah.我们在我们内心说，我们想要成为那些没有刺的玫瑰，那些特别的没有刺的玫瑰。
Remember that song we sang this? I think it was this afternoon. I am the rose, I am the lily. Remember that song?
大家记得我今天下午只要给我们唱的一首诗歌，就是我是玫瑰，我是百合花。
I am the rose, I am the lily.I am yours, I'm your beauty, I'm your beauty, Lord, I'm your beauty, Lord. He wants you to believe it. There's going to be a wedding. It's the reason that we're living, to marry the Lamb, to make ourselves, but we can't do it on our own, but to make ourselves ready through consecrating our thoughts, our words.What we spend our time doing. That's all this is, to qualify to rule and reign with Yeshua as his beautiful bride.
我只是说我这边话记得全部给大家尽量的，他是说我很美丽，我很美丽，但是我们靠我们自己，我们没有办法做到，主，我们需要你，我们需要你来在这个过程中让我们来成为你一个合格的心腹。
I'm going to close with one more verse in Song of Solomon.And then I'm going to sing you one more song.
No.
Song of Solomon, chapter 8.
我们雅各书的八章。
8, verse 6 and 7.
八章的六节七节。
No, verse 5.
是五，八章五节。
This is so important. Okay, Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 5 to 7. Okay.
是五到七。
Who is this coming up out of the wilderness, leaning on her beloved?
这个是谁的呢？那靠着良人从旷野来的那个人是谁呢？
Coming up out of the troublesome times of this age, the coming beastliness of these governments, who is this coming up victorious out of the wilderness?
谁是这个人从这个世界的这些捆绑当中，从世界的这个兽的这个权柄当中脱离出来的这一位，他到底是谁呢？
But she's not coming up victorious and independent. She's leaning on her beloved.
他出来，他并不是独立的来，而是来靠在良人的肩上。
Remember at the Last Supper, John leaned on Jesus' breast.
大家记得在最后的晚餐上，约翰如何靠在主耶稣的胸前。
Who is this? It's the bride at the end of the age.
这是谁呢？这就是心腹，在末世的心腹们。
And Jesus would say to you, "Set me as a seal upon your heart."
耶稣就说让我在你心上如印记。
Put the seal of my love on your heart and don't forget it. Stamp it there.
把我的爱就刻在你们的心上。
Your heart represents your emotions.
你的心就代表你的整个人的情感。
Verse 6, set me as a seal upon your arm. Your arm represents the things you do.
我戴在你的臂上如戳记。
For love is as strong as death and jealousy as unyielding as the grave.
因为爱情如死亡之坚强，记恨如阴间一样的残忍。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
Remember John said, there is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear. Remember that?
记得约翰曾经讲过的。
There is no fear in love because perfect love casts out fear.
爱是完全的。
Love is as strong as death.
爱是比死亡更坚强的，哦，是如死亡一般坚强的爱。
I'm so sorry.
That's all right, man.
It's my fault. So he is pulling, he's drawing you away. Remember, draw me away and I'll run after you. Draw me. He's pulling you. His love is pulling you, right?
他的爱就是这样的来牵引着我们，来吸引着我们。
You will come up out of the wilderness of this age victorious, leaning on your beloved.
我们就会从旷野当中来得胜，来靠在我们良人的肩上。
And you will say it was worth it all.
你会说这是配得的。
We will go through a lot before the Lord returns, but He's worth it, and we will be given the crown of government and of bridal partnership.
这是配得的，他是配得的。我们在末后的时候，我们也会来得到神所给我们这样的一个冠冕，和他一起来。
Why does it say jealousy is as unyielding as the grave?
在这里说记恨如阴间这样残忍。
Because people think, well, the grave, everybody ends up in the grave, right? Everybody dies, right?
我们知道每个人都会死，都会要进入坟墓。
Most people don't escape the grave, right?
我们绝大多数人是不太可能从坟墓当中来跑出来的。
But God's jealousy is stronger than the pull of the grave. God is His love is so strong that the enemy cannot have us.
但是神的爱比那个死亡所能够死亡的力量还要坚定。神的爱是要把我们从这个死亡当中能够拉出来。
All that, 这个仇敌是不可能阻挡的。All that means is,His love is so strong that he wins.
所有在这里所想要表达的意思就是他的爱是如此的坚强。
No one can pluck you out of his hands.
没有人可以把你从他的手上夺走。
You are his beautiful bride.
你是他美丽的心腹。
You're beautiful in the inside of you, and ultimately we will be amazingly beautiful outside too.
你是从内到外的美丽的，最终我们外在内在都是一样的美丽。
But he already sees you that way now.
但是他现在看你就已经是这个样子。
So you don't want to do anything to defile your image in front of him.
所以我们不要在神的面前来诋毁我们自己在神面前的美丽。
So praise the Lord.
感谢主。
Let us set the Lord as a seal upon our heart.
让我们把神来放在我们心上如印记。
Because love is a flame, a vehement flame.
因为爱是一团火。
And many waters, that means troubles, many waters will not put out the flame of his jealous love for you and for your destiny.
Yeah, 重水都不能熄灭这样忌邪的爱火。
So we will consecrate ourselves tomorrow night again in the betrothal. We will consecrate, make ourselves sanctified before the betrothal.
我们来今天我们要分别为圣来洁净我们自己。
And he is writing it down in his scroll.
他就会在那个纪念册上来记录下来。我们所行的。
So, let's just, can I sing one last song?
我可以为大家再唱一首歌。
Zan, I'm sorry that it was my fault, but we were having a difficult time, but I pray that somehow, that some part of the message was helpful to you. So I'm going to try to sing a song called Set Me as a Seal.
我为大家唱一首诗歌，就是要放在我的心上如印记。
Yeah, okay. So, Lord help me. Oh, I have to bring this music out.My brother David, make sure I can hear the track because it's so hard for me to hear it. will seal us in your heart.
你会在爱中使我们完美，把我们印在你的心中。
Even to the full measure of Messiah's stature.
你会完成我们。
Your love sustains us.
就是弥赛亚长成的身体。
And constrains us, hedging us in behind.
你的爱保守着我们，看护着我们，前后围绕着我们。属于我们自己，乃属于我们所爱的
these treasures. lives I've written.
O daughters of Jerusalem, the time has come for love to awake. Let me hear the sound of your voice, and I desire to see your face.
I will seal my beloved ones upon my heart.
我所爱的刻在心上。
Its flames are the very flames of God. They're burning in our bridegroom King. Will you kiss my name upon your hands? Seal it in your heart. Yeshua, inscribe me. Will you inscribe my name? Remember me, Lord. On your hands, seal it in your heart. Oh, His love is never failing, a stream of flowing mercies. His fingers drip with liquid fervor. I open. Its flames are the very flames of God. They're burning in our bridegroom King. And many waters cannot quench this love, nor many floods overwhelm it. Oh, nothing can separate this love. Yeshua, you gave your life. Your love inside has boundless as the sea. Oh, as the sea, many waters cannot quench, and many waters cannot quench this love. No, many floods overwhelm it. Oh, nothing will separate us ever again, Lord. We have found one another. Glory, oh glory to the one whose heart is love, is love. Oh glory to the Lamb upon the throne. Glory to the Lamb. Many waters, and many waters cannot quench this love, nor many floods of mercy. His fingers drip with liquid myrrh. rejoice and be glad.
So let us be glad, let us rejoice, for the marriage of the Lamb has
come. Sing with me. Let us be glad.
Let us be glad, and let us rejoice for the marriage. For the marriage of the Lord has come. So let us be glad.
Rejoice.
Let us rejoice for the marriage of the Lamb. Oh, we worship you, Yeshua. Oh, we rejoice, Lord. You have prepared a table. Withhold no good thing from those who love you, Lord. Sanctify your bride. Oh, purify your bride. Oh, open up our hearts to love you more, Lord. We love you, Yeshua. Woman, I need. Woman, I need. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.